Maybe Mary Cooper might come in, and if she laughed at him, it would spoil the day. She was the prettiest girl in the village. He lived in a torment of doubt. Come 7 o'clock, she it was who pushed open the door and put her basket on the counter. His heart trembled, and he began to rearrange the bread on the shelf to give him a moment before speaking to her. He turned and looked at her. He had to say something. "Your hair looks tidy today," he said, not knowing how to start a conversation. Then, to cover his confusion, "How many loaves?" She stared at him, and he felt the blood rise to his cheeks. She said, "You know Mom has the same loaf every day, and today's no different." He turned to pick out the loaf to gain time, and as he turned back, he blurted out, "Can I see you tonight?" It came out like a cork from a bottle. He had no more control of his speech than a madman. Something deep inside had forced itself out of his mouth, and he stood aghast at what had happened. She drew her lip between her teeth and looked wide-eyed at him. For a moment, she said nothing. Then she said, "What time do you mean?" It caught him by surprise. He could hardly believe what she had said. For a split second, he wanted her to repeat it. Then, in a rush, he heard himself say, "About 8. She turned away, put the loaf in her basket, and said, "Okay, see you then. My house." Nothing more.